Giorgia Meloni, the Prime Minister of Italy, the only European leader who attended Trump's inauguration, the one Western ally who publicly defended him through the Iran war, the Greenland threats, and the NATO withdrawals, posted a video on X calling Trump's statements about her completely fabricated. She said she was astounded. She said it was regrettable that the President of the United States behaves this way towards his allies. And she said one sentence that landed across Europe like a thunderclap, "Neither I nor Italy ever beg," which is a pretty metal response to a guy whose foreign policy strategy apparently relies on the same fanfiction logic as a high schooler bragging about a girlfriend who just goes to another school. Italy's foreign minister Antonio Tajani canceled his scheduled visit to Washington. A European diplomatic source told Reuters that Meloni had been one of the most forceful voices at the G7, openly challenging Trump on multiple points and telling him to stop claiming he had been abandoned by Western allies. 2 days earlier, at the same G7 summit in Evian, Trump told an Italian television channel that Meloni had begged him for a photo and that he felt sorry for her, so he agreed. He said she was probably happy I talked to her, his words. "It's just the kind of delusional post-game commentary you expect from a contestant eliminated in week two of The Bachelor, not the leader of the free world." On the same day that Trump's last European friendship collapsed on live television, Airbus confirmed that cumulative orders for its A320 aircraft family have surpassed 20,000. Boeing's equivalent, the 737, sits at 17,336, despite launching 20 years earlier. When a president fabricates stories about allied leaders to humiliate them on their own national television, and his country's flagship manufacturer is being outsold by a European competitor that started 2 decades later, those are not two separate stories. They are two readings from the same thermometer. My name is Elle, and I use data analysis to spot patterns in geopolitics and economics, which basically means while normal people watch reality TV for the drama, I just look at transatlantic trade deficits and get the exact same dopamine rush. And the pattern here is credibility collapse, diplomatic and industrial, happening simultaneously in the same week, driven by the same underlying condition. American institutions are losing the trust of the world across every dimension this channel is tracking, and the losses are no longer sequential, they are concurrent. The president alienates allies while the aircraft manufacturer loses contracts. The Treasury Secretary borrows at record yields while the Defense Secretary gets declared persona non grata at D-Day. The Fed signals rate hikes while the tourism industry records its worst number in years. Every sector, every week, every metric pointing in the same direction. Let's start with the diplomatic damage, because the Meloni rupture is structurally different from every other European confrontation this channel has covered so far. Mats was always going to push back. Germany has been building sovereignty infrastructure since the invasion of Ukraine. Macron was always going to pursue strategic autonomy. It has been French doctrine since de Gaulle, basically. The Scandinavians, the Dutch, the Belgians, their pivots were driven by institutional logic and public opinion that was already turning. But Meloni was Trump's person in Europe. She flew to Mar-a-Lago. She posed for photos willingly and publicly. She defended the transatlantic relationship when every other European leader was walking away from it. She was basically the last bridge between Washington and European right-wing politics. Meloni was essentially the president's only remaining European Twitter reply guy. She stood by him through the Greenland threats, which, let's be honest, sounded like a plan devised by a cartoon supervillain who lost his map, and Trump burned it by fabricating a story to make himself look powerful at her expense on her own country's television, 2 days after she sat on a sofa with him at the G7 trying to repair the relationship. A European diplomatic source described her as one of the most forceful leaders at the summit. Trump's characterization was that she should be grateful he spoke to her. The gap between those two accounts is the gap between reality and the version of reality that the White House broadcasts, and it is the same gap that appears in every other story on this channel as well. If you've been following this channel's documentation of how the US is systematically alienating every ally it has, this is the final domino, I think. The last friendly European leader just called the president a liar on camera live. Now for the Airbus number, because it connects to the same credibility problem through a different mechanism, the A320 family hit 20,000 cumulative orders in May. Boeing 737, which launched in 1965, so nearly 20 years before the first A320 order from Air France in 1984, has accumulated 17,336. Airbus averages 480 orders per year since launch. Boeing averages about 280. The gap is not closing, it is widening. At this rate, Airbus is operating a world-class manufacturing empire, while Boeing is basically running a very expensive DIY kit assembly line where the screws are optional. And the May data showed something even more telling. Xiamen Airlines, which has historically been one of Boeing's most loyal operators in China, placed an order for 35 A321neos. China Southern ordered 102 Airbus aircraft in the same month. Airlines that built their fleets around Boeing are now switching to Airbus, not because of politics, but because of product. The A321neo offers more capacity, better fuel efficiency, and a delivery timeline that Boeing, still struggling with production quality, FAA oversight, and the reputational damage from the two fatal 737 MAX crashes, just cannot match. If you're trying to understand how to read structural shifts in global markets before they become mainstream consensus, my book, Awake the Practice of Critical Thinking in an Age of Self-Lies, is available in ebook and audiobook. Subscribers get 10% off, and you can grab the first chapter for free in the description links below. Buy it for the critical thinking. Keep it for the comforting realization that your own personal life is significantly less disorganized than global diplomacy. This channel has covered the Boeing story from the military side as well. Meloni's Italy canceled its Boeing KC-46 tanker order after the aircraft caused $23 million in boom damage across three separate incidents and its vision system could not function in the dark. Because if there is one feature you want in a multi-million dollar stealth refueling tanker, it's the inability to see at night, right? Truly a breakthrough in vibe-based aviation. Italy switched to Airbus, Canada rejected Boeing's surveillance aircraft bid and chose Saab's Global Eye, built on a Canadian Bombardier airframe with zero American content, Sweden chose French frigates over American alternatives. Every European and Canadian defense procurement decision this channel has documented has moved away from American suppliers, and now the commercial aviation data confirms the exact same pattern at a scale that dwarfs defense, 20,000 orders for the European aircraft versus 17,000 for the American one, with the gap growing by roughly 200 orders per year. The connection between the diplomatic collapse that we discussed earlier and the industrial decline is not causal in a direct sense. Trump insulting Meloni did not cause Xiamen Airlines to order Airbus jets, but both are symptoms of the exact same condition, a country whose leadership treats relationships as transactions to be won rather than partnerships to be maintained, whose institutions prioritize performance over substance, and whose industrial base is losing ground to competitors who invest in quality, reliability, and long-term trust. Airbus built a plane that works, Boeing built a plane that crashes, a tanker that damages other aircraft, and a production line under federal supervision. Trump had an ally who defended him publicly all across Europe. He fabricated a story to humiliate her on her own television. The pattern is exactly identical. Build something, neglect it, lose it, blame somebody else. It's not a grand strategy. It's just the geopolitical equivalent of a toxic ex gaslighting you over text at 3 a.m. Tajani's cancellation of his Washington visit is the diplomatic equivalent of an airline switching its order book. It is not a protest, it's a procurement decision. Italy is no longer buying what America is selling, not its tankers, not its diplomatic relationships, and definitely not the version of events its president invents for foreign television audiences. The prediction is that the Meloni-Trump rupture probably will not heal before the NATO summit in Turkey later this month. Italy will accelerate its integration into European defense procurement structures, building on the Airbus tanker decision, the GCAP sixth-generation fighter program with the UK and Japan, and its existing alignment with French and German industrial programs. Airbus, I think, will likely cross 21,000 A320 family orders before the end of 2026. Boeing 737 backlog will likely continue to grow more slowly as production constraints, regulatory security and reputational damage compound, and the credibility gap, the most important one, the distance between what America says and what America delivers, between how it treats its allies and how it treats its adversaries, between what its president claims happened on a sofa at the G7, and what the diplomatic sources say actually happened, will continue to widen with every fabricated story, every lost contract, and every ally who finally concludes that the relationship is no longer worth the humiliation. But Italy's break with Boeing happened before the break with Trump. I made a separate video on how Italy canceled its Boeing tanker order after $23 million in damage and chose Airbus instead. Same country, same direction. That's the video that I would watch next. Go watch it, see how deep the rabbit hole goes on this one, and try not to think about the fact that your next flight might be on a plane built by a company currently under parental supervision. I'll see you there.